AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 10-day truce, and Sagar Magani reports that could boost efforts to extend the Iran war ceasefire.
Israel is not fighting with Lebanon itself, but rather the Iranian-backed Hezbollah inside Lebanon. Still,
it's very exciting. I think we're going to have a deal.
The president's invited both nations' leaders to the White House for what he says would be the first meaningful talks between them in 43 years, after delegations met earlier this week in Washington. Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu says it's a chance for a historic peace. Tehran has included ending the war in Lebanon as a condition of its talks with Washington over ending the Iran war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the African nation of Cameroon today, Pope Leo condemned what he described as a handful of tyrants exploiting earth through war and greed.
The masters of war pretend not to know that it takes only a moment to destroy. Yet often, a lifetime is often not enough to rebuild. They turn a blind eye to the fact that billions of dollars are spent on killing, on devastation. Yet the resources needed for healing, education, and restoration are nowhere to be found.
Russia carried out its largest aerial attack on Ukraine in 2 weeks, targeting civilian areas with hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles. Officials say at least 16 people killed. In Virginia, police say former Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax killed his wife and then killed himself. The couple found dead at their home after their teenage son called 911 shortly after midnight. And in Minnesota, county prosecutors have charged an ICE agent with assault for pointing his gun at the occupants of a car on a Minneapolis highway in February. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks edged higher to another record on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%, the 11th gain for the index in the last 12 days. The Dow rose 115 points, that's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Solid profit reports from a handful of big companies helped drive the market higher. PepsiCo rose 2.3%. J.B. Hunt Transport Services climbed 6.3%. Crude oil prices rose. That's a sign markets are still uncertain about when the war with Iran will end. The price of Brent crude rose back above $99 a barrel. Brent was trading at about $70 a barrel when the war started. Seth Sutel, New York.
AAA puts the national average for a gallon of gasoline just above $4.09 today, and mortgage rates eased again, a 30-year averaging 6.3%. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.